Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
For right now.
My head is spinning right now.
With Maddie in the morning.
12 early morning. Better come down to right now.
Right now is brought to you by Dunkin'. Join Dunkin' in treating, not tricking this year with limited-time Halloween donuts like the Spider Donut or the do-it-yourself Dunkin' Donut Decorating Kit for hands-on Halloween fun at home. Pair each one with a hot or iced coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited-time offer and all that. Okay. Let's go to Valerie. Valerie.
Hi. What's up? So I heard you guys talking about Elvira, and
okay, we're done with Elvira, Valerie. We're not talking about Elvira, but go ahead.
I went to a horror convention a couple of years ago called ScareCon in Framingham, and she was there. And
how'd
the
she look?
Was like out.
Now she was what? Like a little sex kitten, and now
right.
She's in her 70s. How did she look?
She had the whole getup on. Her hair was high, all black.
There we go. Well, that's
yeah. The line was around the door to meet her. Oh, I didn't wait, but she was there. She was alive.
Wow.
There it is. Well, thank you, Valerie. Here you go. Elvira still kicking at 70.
Yeah, still got a line out the door.
Yeah,
out the door. Yeah. Let's go to Cheyenne.
Hello.
I love that. Hee-haw! Well, you think of Cheyenne as like a Western.
Yeah, I like that name. It's pretty.
Oh, thanks, guys. It's ironic. I'm actually not Indian, so it's funny that I even have the name Cheyenne. But thanks for having me on this call. I really want to thank you guys. I'm heading into work right now in the health center in Roxbury right now. I've been unemployed because of COVID for 4 months, and, you know, you guys are the first radio station I've actually followed consistently since, like, when shit went south for me last year in fall.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye. Well, hold on. Goodbye, Cheyenne.
Swear.
Cut her off. Thank you for calling, Cheyenne. The reason we cut her off is that she swore.
And didn't mean to, I'm sure.
Yeah,
nobody ever means to, but so. You can't. We got rules we have to live by. But she had a bad connection anyway. But she was complimenting us, and I like that, and I appreciate that, but you can't swear. Now, I would imagine Winnie would tell people that, but apparently...
I think she just got caught
when he's busy. When he's been busy. You can't swear. Let's go to Lori. Hey, Lori.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Okay. Are you going to swear, Lori? I'll cut you off right now.
No, although my family will probably be surprised by that, but I definitely will not swear.
Good girl. What's up?
Well, I am a social worker in a special ed program, and I am bringing breakfast to my staff at the elementary school where I work. We're back sort of every day, 8 to 12, our kids are back, and then they're doing, classes in the afternoon. So my staff is working hard, so they're going to have a breakfast treat this morning.
That's nice of you.
Okay, well, you're bringing breakfast to the staff. God forbid they've ever brought me anything. 40 years. No, I haven't had a bite to eat. I'm wasting away.
Bagels, I live in Franklin, and Elizabeth's bagels are the bomb. So, and I made an egg bake and fruit, and it's just kind of a nice way to start Friday.
You know what? Happy Friday.
Yeah
happy Friday to you, Lori. Oh, okay. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
I am actually an extra in a movie airing on Lifetime tonight.
Oh,
it's airing tonight. Oh boy,
yeah,
what movie is it?
It's the very first Christmas movie that Lifetime is airing of the season. It's called Christmas on Ice, and I was actually in a movie the same director last November as well.
So it's a Christmas on Ice. It's called
Yes, it's The director is actually local. He's local to Worcester. His name is John Stimson. Mm. So he always films in the Worcester area. So all of his movies are all filmed locally.
Yeah, that's
and well, he always references Polar Seltzer. And so my scenes were in Worcester City Hall and then on the street in front of Worcester Beer Garden.
Well, as a grown heterosexual male, I don't watch Lifetime. You know who does is Billy.
Totally.
Billy watches Lifetime like an old lady.
This sounds like a Dorothy Hamill movie or something.
They're fun around Christmas.
You're the only guy. I swear to God. Well, that's cool, Rebecca.
It's
now, where are we gonna see you? Are you going to be walking down the street or something?
So there's two scenes that I'm on the steps inside City Hall, which one of them I am pretty guaranteed that I'll be in the scene because I walk right as like the two main characters are like having an argument. So, yeah.
Wow. So tune in to Lifetime tonight where you will see Rebecca standing on a step. Okay. Well, someone's got to do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was walking, but.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, who doesn't want to see a movie about Worcester? You know?
Welcome to Worcester. $1.25, please.
All righty. Let's go to Laura. Hey, Laura.
Hi, how are you? My whole family was laid off from the pandemic.
Hey.
And just last night, my husband got a job, a very good job. So that was exciting. And my daughter also got a job. So we're almost employed.
Well, there we go. Now, your husband got a real grown-up job? I mean, or is he bagging in a grocery store or something?
Well, it was getting close to that. I was getting a little worried. But, nope, he got a real grown-up job and for the Bank of Montreal. And he's going to be working from home. He's a cybersecurity guy.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Keeping everybody's money safe.
Wow.
How can a security guard work from home? Who are you securing?
No, he's not a guard, a guy. Cybersecurity.
Cyber.
Okay. I was going to say that would be funny. He puts his little guard uniform on,
sits down,
puts his gun in his holster, and then stands in the living room for 8 hours.
Watches at the bank on the computer.
Yeah.
Someone's coming in.
Hold on. Somebody's coming.
He gets dressed.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I feel safer already, Laura.
I'm sure. No. Well, I feel safer because we can pay our bills again. So
that's good.
Life is good.
Yeah. But it's so weird, though. Okay, he's out of work and he's sitting at his computer looking at stuff, right? Then he gets the job and he's still sitting at the same exact spot with his pajamas on.
Yeah,
then
pretty
really
much.
Get up and go to work, but then that's normal. It's not your husband's fault. That's just the way it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's been interviewing's crazy, and he's been wearing dress shirts on top and pajama bottoms on the bottom.
I got to tell you something, Laura. I will run an errand. I will get in my car. I don't care if it's dry cleaning. What? It feels like an adventure. Hey, look at me! I'm driving down the road.
Yep.
You know, I work from home.
I hear you.
Oh, it's so crazy. Great. We have enough. Thank you,
weekend news.
Well, thank you, Laura, for sharing. We have a couple open lines, 617-931-1108. If you want to be on the Maddie Show on this Friday, let's go to Richard. Richard, what's up, brother?
Hey, Maddie, how's it going?
I'm okay. What's going on with you?
I'm on my way up to Dana-Farber for a follow-up visit. I had a lung cancer about 18 months ago. 6 months later, had prostate cancer. Last month, they thought I had liver cancer. It ended up being a parasite, and they took half my liver out.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. But so it was one of those cancers that started and spread to different organs kind of thing?
No, it wasn't. All totally different. Wow. I'm feeling blessed, you know?
You got three different cancers? Not related?
The third one ended up being a parasite in my liver instead of cancer.
Oh, I got that. I have a parasite, too. Billy Costa. Sucking the life out of me for years.
Yeah.
So what do you have now? Lung cancer? Oh, that's prostate?
No, I've been cured so far.
So you had lung cancer. So you recovered from lung, and then you got prostate?
Yep, and recovered from that. And they thought I had liver, but it ended up being a parasite.
So Okay, so
I was listening to your show on the way up for the liver. I said, if I survive this thing, I gotta donate to your laptops for kids. So I'm feeling blessed, and I'm gonna give back. You know?
Wow! Imagine that.
Well, you got a great attitude. I'll give you that. Yeah, I'm sorry you had so much health problems, but you got a great attitude, Richard. Yeah.
Thank you.
How's the wife? Is she standing by you, or is she saying, oh, what now, Richard?
Beautiful inside and out.
Aww. So she's sticking by you. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's nice. Well, all right. Hang in there, buddy.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, he's cured. I didn't want to ask him about the prostate cancer. No. That's usually the little fella doesn't work much after that.
Oh, really?
Okay. Well, I mean, it's a disease, you know. I'm just saying. Let's go to Kelly. Hey, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, so I work for a hospital in Boston, and it is Pharmacy Week 2020.
Let me tell you something, Kelly. It's always Pharmacy Week with me.
Yeah.
Hey, here we are again. What does that mean? What does that mean, Pharmacy Week? We should all go to the drugstore?
Yeah. Nope, it's just the one time a year where we just appreciate each other. You know, we're also stressed out the other years, the other weeks of the year. So it's the one week that we just take a little extra time to appreciate each other.
Nice. They're appreciating each other. That's nice.
So to celebrate, do you hit the cabinets or something? Or, like, how does that work?
I wish. No, it's not that exciting. You just get, like, a lunchbox or a water bottle or dinner.
All right. When I go in to get my meds, I'll give them a little, you know, pat on the back or something, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's let's go to Walgreens and give them a little thumbs up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let's go to Danielle. Hi, Danielle. What's up?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What do you got?
Not much. Just heading to work, taking care of some horses. You guys ever horseback ride?
Well, you're like a cowgirl. You take care of horses for job?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Well, we do Western-style trail rides.
Oh, wow.
So down at Bobby's Ranch in Westford, it's a really fun job.
That's awesome. Where is this?
It's in Westford, Mass.
Westford.
And it's called Bobby's Ranch.
Ranch.
That's awesome.
All right, Bobby's Ranch. Yeah. Come on, everybody. Let's saddle up.
'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city.
Go to Katie. That's enough with the saddle up.
That sounds fun.
Katie. Hey. Oh, that was my fault. I should have turned it off. Katie, what's up?
Hi. I was just looking for some advice. I'm planning on proposing to my girlfriend this winter, and I needed some advice on what carat diamond I should be getting. I'm completely lost. And I'm falling somewhere between a 1 and a 1.5. And I didn't know if that was, like, you know, looked upon as a good size or if you guys have any advice on that.
Well, I mean, I always assume that in a lesbian marriage, size doesn't really matter.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Come on, buddy. Give me a high five for that. That was a good one. Kapow.
I kind of set myself up on that one, I guess.
Yeah, you really walked right. Really, well, you set me up, yeah. Well, you know how it is. I mean, it's like it's whatever you can afford. It's not the size.
It's the,
you know, it's the meaning behind the rock. It's not the size of the rock.
And by the way, so it's true. Also the clarity.
Yeah, they
the
say
size.
It's the K, isn't it the C's or whatever it's called.
Color cut clarity.
Yeah.
A full carat is a good size.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like a good starter size, you'd say. Would
yeah, it's a
like
starter good. Ring. Yeah, it's a starter ring, a carat.
Yeah, you can build on it later if you like.
Yeah. Yeah, carat's fine. Well, congratulations, Katie.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
That was a good one.
That was a great joke.
That was really good.
I got those. I still got it. Yeah,
that's why they pay you the big bucks.
Yeah, I still got it. Let's go to Emma. Hi, Emma.
Wait, we want two or three? Emily?
No. Well, we could do them both. Let's start with Emma on line two.
Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Well, I think it's Erna.
Erna.
Okay. Oh, here we go. You got turn the radio off, sweetie. Turn it off. Okay, Irma. How you doing, Irma?
The family that I work as a nanny, and the family that I was working with, they left for Germany 2 weeks ago with my three beautiful kids. And I want to ask you guys tips in how to spend my favorite holiday, which is Thanksgiving. And due to the COVID, I can't have on anybody in my house, and I'm getting a little sad and a little depressed. Oh. And I don't want to get into this, you know, mood for Christmas and New Year. So I don't know what to do. And I want to see Felisa as the mom, or you guys, Billy, or you, Maddie, have some tips for me what to do, because since I cannot be with anybody, so... I don't know.
Are you married?
Everybody's no. freaking out about Thanksgiving.
Oh.
I'm not married. I'm single.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody.
You know, I'm having a couple of friends at home, but nobody wants to come because of COVID-19.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a real problem. Everybody's freaking. Thanksgiving is going to be really freaky this year because you got Fauci saying don't have Thanksgiving. Well, you know what? I think my situation is pretty common, that I only see my kids at the holidays because they live on the other side of the country.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, they come home in the summer, but, you know, we look forward to the holidays because that's when we all get together. Oh, what the hell? According to Trump, it's nothing. So we'll all go to have a nice Thanksgiving dinner, cough a lung out maybe, and then the next morning you have the best part, which is the leftovers. Did it help, Irma? I don't know if that helped at all, but yeah.
For myself?
Yeah. All right, let's go to Emily. Aww. I know. It sucks. It's tough. It really is. Emily, what do you got?
Hi, my name's Emily Ahern, and I just wanted to wish my sister-in-law a happy birthday and my friend Natalie.
Okay. You have a son named Natalie?
Her friend.
I have a friend named Natalie. I have two boys in the back seat named Camden and Caden, and we listen to you guys every day, and they'd love to say hello. Boy, shout hello real quick.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
No, never, ever.
Thank you. Well, I hope you guys have a great Friday.
Okay. Thanks. Take care, Emily.
She got in and got out.
Yeah.
She knows I hate that.
Yeah, she knew.
She was does it well anyway. Prepared.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay. Let's go to Vinny. Vinny, you're the last one. Make it good, buddy.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about the fact that everybody feels as though they need to ask you how you're doing when almost everyone before them already asked you how you're doing.
We talked about it a while ago. I know. Waste time. People are just trying to be polite. You know, they don't really care how I'm doing. You think they care how I'm some old guy in Florida's doing. They don't really care. Just a figure of speech. Like, for example, Vinny, when I say to you, hey, Vinny, how you doing? Do I really care? Same thing.
Right.
Yeah, but when your name is Vinny, if a guy's name is Vinny, you're almost required to say, hey, Vinny, how you doing, man? What's going on there, Vinny? My man, my brother.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
how you doing? Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Hey.
My cousin, Vinny.
Yeah, how you doing, everybody?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.